Chapter 6, Going in Circles, written by Wendy Moss, online illustration by Lisa Hernandez. "Where are they all headed in such a hurry?" Chelsea called out over the noise of the throng of students. She looked up at the physics building. It didn't seem big enough to fit all the college kids currently streaming out of it. "You would think someone was giving away free cell phones," Cooper replied. "Hey," he said, stopping one of the students, "where can I get a phone? Mine only has two buttons, one for my parents and one for the police." Chelsea pulled him away from the perplexed boy. "You'll have to excuse him," she said. "He doesn't get out much." The boy looked confused and turned to go. "Wait," Gabby called to him. "Why is everyone in such a hurry? Are they late for their next class?" "It's field day," he said, digging a folded flyer out of his pocket. He thrust it at Chelsea as he caught up to his friends. "Everyone wants to win a prize," he called back over his shoulder. "I want to win a prize," Cooper said, spinning around. "Let's follow them." "Hold on there, Coop," Jamal said, grabbing Cooper's arm. "We've got a mystery to solve and a famous mathematician to find." "Glad you remembered," Mr. C said with a twinkle in his eye. "I thought I'd lost all of you to a potato sack race." Chelsea lit up. "Do you think there really will be potato sack races? I love those." She only had time to glance at the flyer in her hand before Jamal began tugging at her sleeve. "Come on," he said, ushering them all toward the building. "This is a physics building, and we get to go inside. No more wasting time." Chelsea noticed Pascal raising his brows in surprise as they made their way through the last few students. "The trackers love learning new things," she explained. "Jamal and I love science the most." "Science is fascinating indeed," Pascal said as they stepped into a large lecture hall just inside the front doors. "Being here makes me wish I was a student all over again." Mr. C patted him on the arm. "You never have to stop being a student, trust me." At the podium in the front of the room, a professor was sliding her notes into a briefcase. The kids gaped at the size of the room. Rows and rows of chairs faced whiteboards that went across the whole front and sides of the room. Equations and diagrams and scientific terms filled most of them. Maya turned in a full circle. "This is like 50 times the size of our school's classrooms." Simon nodded. "I used to tag along with my dad to some of his classes. These huge lecture halls are so cool, you can hear from every seat, even in the back rows." Maya beamed. "I bet the acoustics in here are great for singing." "Someone stop her before she starts belting out show tunes," Cooper said. Maya elbowed him playfully. "Ha! You should be so lucky." "There's our clue," Gabby shouted, pointing to the back of the room. Just like the college kids had said, a small, old-fashioned blackboard was nailed to the back wall. They could see it had purple chalk on it, but couldn't read it from across the room. As they all ran down to get a closer look, Chelsea and Jamal couldn't help reading things on the boards. Chelsea stopped next to a drawing of a large rock. "I wonder what this has to do with physics," she said. "I'm happy to explain if you like," a woman's voice said from behind them. She had a cool British accent that definitely didn't sound like their teachers from New Jersey. They turned in surprise to find the professor, her now packed briefcase dangling from her hand. "Oh," Chelsea said, "I'm sorry if we're bothering you." She gestured to her fellow trackers. "We're kind of on a mission." "I can see that," the professor said with a smile as the others were already crowding around the rear blackboard, talking excitedly. "My lecture today was actually on astrophysics, which uses the laws of chemistry and physics to try to understand how the universe works." She pointed at the large image of the rock. "People might think rocks are boring, but their formation tells us a lot about the planet's earliest days." "They're not boring to me," Chelsea said. "I collect them." The professor's smile widened. "Did you know that when you pick up an igneous rock, you could be holding something as old as the solar system itself?" "Wow!" Chelsea exclaimed. She couldn't wait to check her collection when she got home. Mr. C and Pascal came over to shake hands with the professor, so Chelsea and Jamal said quick thank yous and went off to join the others at the blackboard. Maya pointed to the single symbol in purple chalk. "It's pi! Remember, we learned that in math class last year." "That's right," Simon said. It's how you find out the area of a circle, I think, but I'm not sure how it works. Then Pascal and Mr. C joined them at the board. Pascal said, Pi is the ratio of a circle's circumference, the distance around the outside of a circle to its diameter, the distance across the middle of the circle. For any size circle, that number is approximately 3.14. It's a very important tool for math and science. Otherwise, there would be a lot of lopsided circles. Jamal turned to Simon. Are there any circles on campus that you know of? Maybe we're supposed to find one. Simon shook his head. There are squares, like grassy areas with buildings around them, but I can't think of any circles. They turned back to the symbol. Maybe it has something to do with the number, Gabby suggested. The 3.14 part? Here at Rutgers, 3.14 is Pi Day, the professor called out, overhearing the question. Every March 14th, the kids bake all kinds of pies. Some of them aren't very good. Tuna fish pie, she shuddered. The group giggled. Any pie is a good pie, Cooper insisted, especially apple. Now that's all I'm going to be able to think about. You just finished a huge apple pie shake, Maya pointed out. Cooper grinned. And your point is? Chelsea suddenly remembered something. She felt around in her pockets and pulled out the flyer the college student had thrust at her. Look! She pointed at the list of activities for field day. Hey, Mr. C, Gabby said, pointing to the first item. There really is a potato sack race. Chelsea waved the flyer. Yes, but look at the next one. The group leaned closer. A pie-eating contest? Maya asked. Then her eyes widened. Oh! A pie-eating contest. Could that be where we're supposed to go? If it's not, Cooper said, at least we can eat some pie and win a prize. Good luck, kids, the professor called after them as they ran out of the lecture hall. When they got outside, Chelsea said, According to the flyer, the events are next to parking lot 54 by the Biomedical Engineering Building. That's about a 15 minutes walk from here, Simon said, or a 5 minute run. Mr. C waved them on. You kids run ahead. Pascal and I will catch up in the bookmobile. I know we're running out of time to find Dr. Newton. So off they ran. By the time they got there, everyone was panting. College students gathered around a dozen booths in front of the building. The first one the trackers came to had duck-shaped stuffed animals piled next to a water bucket. The small sign read, Catch a duck, win a duck. It didn't take long to spot the large sign stuck in the grass that read, Pumpkin Pie Eating Contest. Bring your appetite and a fork. Pumpkin, Cooper grumbled. I thought any pie was a good pie, Maya teased. Cooper wrinkled his nose. Yeah, except pumpkin. Rows of small brown pies covered a long table. Each pie finished off with a swirl of cream on top. College kids, with their hands behind their backs, waited while the last few made their way to the table. Come on, everyone, Chelsea said. I want to watch, too, but we need to find the clue if it's here. They looked all around the table. Maya even crawled underneath. They got some raised eyebrows and a few hey watchits, but saw nothing written in purple chalk. What are we missing? Maya asked in frustration. Let's back up our steps and try again. That's worked for us before. So they headed back to Bevier Road and then approached the booth from the other direction. And there it was, plain as day, on the back of the sign announcing the contest. It's always the last place you look, Cooper joked. Chelsea rolled her eyes. Of course it is, otherwise you'd keep looking. Exactly, Cooper said. Now, while you guys are figuring out this clue, I'm going to go fishing for ducks.